Yathamati yathashrutam, as is stated in Bhagavatam. According to my realization and according to what I have heard, I'll speak something. Earlier today, actually it's not Vijaya, it's Sitapuram, is it? On opposite Vijayawada, where the temple is. It's called Sitapuram? Sitanagaram.
Sitanagaram.
Yeah. Earlier today at Sitanagaram, one lady asked me a question. Earlier today at Sitanagaram, one lady asked me a question. Can we get self-realization, Atma Sakshatkar, simply by chanting? She asked this in a tone expressing some doubt and sarcasm. What do you think? She used the term Atma Sakshatkar, self-realization. But I doubt if she had any clear idea what the term even means. One of the symptoms of Kali Yuga is that people are very lazy. You may think, well, people aren't lazy, they're working very hard. But they are lazy in the matter of self-realization. In understanding the actual purpose of life. We see that it's very common at the present time in this part of the world that just out of some emotional words, a few emotional words, that people are ready to what is called change their religion. They were a Hindu. They had they never really thought what it means to be a Hindu. And then suddenly they become a Christian. With the faith that if they just believe in Jesus, they'll go to heaven. Who Jesus is, what it means to believe in him, what it means to go to heaven, they have no idea. But they're willing to change their whole life very quickly. Without thinking of the consequences. Without thinking of the consequences. So people are very lazy in the matter of understanding what is the actual purpose of life. So they'll use terms like self-realization as if they understand what it means, although they never made any endeavor to find out what it means. Atma Sakshatkar, self-realization, means to understand who we actually are. The very term self-realization implies that we don't know who we are.
So,
If we talk about self-realization, that means that we're not self-realized. We don't know who we are, actually. Which is a very serious situation. Now, everyone will say, yeah, I know who I am. See, here's my PAN card. Gives my name and date of birth, Indian citizen, all this kind of
stuff.
My photo is there, it's me. I can produce my school certificates. Can bring my what's that called? CA. That's another thing. That's biodata. So what they call CA is some Latin term. So. CV, is it? CV. Curricula vitae or something like that. Sorry. Yeah, you know, it says my, you know, all the jobs you did, your work experience, and all this kind of thing. They call it biodata now. It used to be called CV. Resume in Indian English called resume. Yeah, in English, based on French, called resume. No. Anyway, this isn't a language class. Fortunately. So, yeah, that's me. But somehow people are not very satisfied with that. Therefore the term is their self-realization. Now, we find all over the world, despite the advancement of modern science, that religion is still very much part of the human condition. Atheists presume that by modern education everyone should become an atheist. I mean, it's obvious, right? There's no God. You didn't say that into the mic. You're a pure theist. You couldn't even speak the atheist philosophy. There's no God. We never saw any God. I'm not saying this. I'm mouthing the atheistic ideas. See, by science we discovered so many things and we never saw any God. That's actually what the so-called first man in space said. He went in, Yuri Gagarin, the Russian cosmonaut. He went up in space about, 150 kilometers or something, and said, well, I didn't say any God. It means there must be no God. You heard of Yuri Gagarin? Yeah, in the ex Soviet Empire. He's more famous. In the West, they don't promote him. But nevertheless, despite so much atheistic education, people feel dissatisfied with simply a totally materialistic worldview. But they're lazy in trying to understand what is the actual reality, who we are actually. But it is the first thing that should be understood. If we don't understand who we are, what is the purpose of life, what a strange life we are leading. Many times I used to ask students that, okay, so now you're studying. Yes, 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 you're
studying.
And then I'd ask them, well, and after that? He said, well, then we'll get a job. And after that? We'll get married. And after that? Have some children. And after that? Get my photo taken. After that, retire. After that, retire. And after that? And they're beginning to get a little nervous at this point. I think, well, suppose I'll die. And after that, then they don't know what to say. But someone would say, well, nothing happens. Some people say, well, we don't have to think about that now. Some people say that, well, we'll see when it happens. But the most important thing is to know what happens at death. If we think that I am this body, then I don't last very long. Just for your information, the present bag of bones that I am incarcerated in is almost 55 years old, I'm told. And I can't expect it to last another 55 years. And physically, from now on, it's all down, down, down,
down.
Fading out and gradually getting dimmer and dimmer, and then it's finished. So if I think that I am this body, it's a very dissatisfying thought. You put so much effort into this life and then it's just finished in a few days actually. So practically we can sense that there's more to life than simply ahara nidra bhaya maitun.
So మన స్వభావంలో మనం తెలుసుకోవాల్సిన విషయం ఏంటంటే ఈ ఆహార నిద్ర భయమైతనాలు కన్నా కూడా మన యొక్క జీవితం గురించి మనం తెలుసుకోవాల్సినటువంటి వాటికన్నా మించి ఇంక చాలా ఉందని మనం తెలుసుకోవాలి.
Therefore the question of self-realization arises.
అందుకని ఆత్మ సాక్షాత్కారం అనేటువంటి ప్రశ్న ఎదురవుతుంది.
Now, within what is called Hindu culture, generally the idea of a self-realized person is someone who sits in a cave and doesn't eat anything.
So, Hindu samskriti prakaram aatma sakshatkaram pondinatundi vyakti anante vaalla avagahana entante oka guhalo kurchoni aaharam poorthiga tinadam manesi kurchonatundi vyakti aatma sakshatkaram vyakti anukuntaru.
I guess the idea is that, well, if you're not the body, then why bother to feed it anyway?
If you're not the body.
If you're not the body, the idea may be that if you're not the body, then why bother to feed it? Why make any effort? Why make any effort? There's that ajagara vritti, like a snake, this python. He doesn't do anything. If some animal comes close to him, he catches it and eats it, but he doesn't go out hunting. So many sadhus, they live like that. If any food comes to them, they take it. If not, they don't bother. So they think, anyway, why bother for this body? So that's maybe why people think that chanting, how can that be a process of self-realization?
It's
just singing, isn't it? It's just singing. And we see the devotees, they're not starving themselves, they eat quite nicely. So how can that be a process of self-realization? Well, first of all, we have to understand who is the self. So it's true that the self is not the body.
So మనం ఖచ్చితంగా అర్థం చేసుకోవాలి వాస్తవం ఏంటంటే నేననంటే ఈ శరీరం కాదు.
But it's not necessarily the next logical step to say that the body should therefore be neglected.
So దీని అర్థం అది కాదు శరీరం అంటే దాన్ని పూర్తిగా మనం నిర్లక్ష్యం చేసామని.
Then if we are not the body, we have to ask, well, how did we get in this body anyway? What are we doing here? Simply to say, I am not the body, aham brahmasmi, I am spiritual, doesn't give us very clear understanding. How did we get in this situation? What is our actual situation? Now, according to the Bible, we are all in the world and we are suffering here because a long time ago, there was Adam and Eve and they ate a fruit.
సో బైబిల్ ప్రకారం అయితే మనందరం కూడా ఈ భౌతిక సంసారంలోకి దుఃఖాలు అందించడానికి మనం రావడం జరిగింది. ఒకనొక కాలంలో యాడము ఈవ్ అనేవాడు ఉన్నారు, వాడు ఒక ఫలాన్ని భుజించడం జరిగింది, అందు కారణం చేత ఇరకొట్టిన శిక్ష విధింపబడింది అని చెప్తారు.
అండ్ దాట్స్ వై వి ఆర్ ఆల్ సఫరింగ్.
సో వాళ్ళు ఆ పండు తిన్నారు కాబట్టి అప్పుడు వాళ్ళ యొక్క పండు తిన్న యొక్క పర్యవసానంగా మనందరం కూడా ఈ భౌతిక సంసారంలో కష్టాలు అనిపిస్తారు.
ఇట్స్ నాట్ వెరీ అడ్వాన్స్డ్ థియాలజీ.
ఇది చాలా ఉన్నతమైనటువంటి అభివృద్ధి చెందినటువంటి అవగాహన కాదు తత్వంగా.
In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Purusha Sukha Dukhanam Bhukti Dvaihetu Ruchyate. We are all ourselves the causes of our apparent happiness and distress in this material world.
See, bhakti samsaralo manam pondutunnatundi sukhaliki kashtaliki karakam manam chestunnatundi kruta karmala valla.
Oh, it's getting a little philosophical here. Better. It's getting a bit too much. People are too lazy for philosophy. Karya karana kartritve hetu prakriti ruchate. Who will listen to this now?
So Bhagavad Gita yokka sandeshanni evaru vintaru?
People like something very easy, that you just believe in Jesus and that's it, finished.
So prakriti chaa sokabartanaku chaala sulabhamainatundi విధానం కావాలి. జీసస్ నమ్మిక కలగండి, అంత అయిపోతుంది అంతే.
బట్ మై క్వశ్చన్ వెన్ ఐ వాజ్ ఎ చైల్డ్ వాజ్ వెల్ యు నో యు టెల్ మీ ఇఫ్ ఐ డోంట్ బిలీవ్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఐ గో టు హెల్, వెల్ సమ్వన్ ఎల్స్ టెల్స్ మీ ఇఫ్ ఐ డోంట్ బిలీవ్ ఇన్ వాట్ దే సే ఐ గో టు హెల్, సో హౌ కెన్ ఐ అండర్స్టాండ్.
సో మహారాజు చిన్నతనంలో ఉన్నప్పుడు ఆయన ప్రశ్న ఏంటంటే, దీంట్లో నువ్వు విశ్వాసం కలిగినట్టు నువ్వు నరకానికి వెళ్తావు అని ఆయన చెప్తున్నాడు. ఇంకా చెప్తున్నాడు, దీంట్లో విశ్వాసం నేను చెప్పినట్టు నువ్వు నరకానికి వెళ్తావు.
You're telling me to have blind faith in this, someone else is telling me to have blind faith in this, something else.
ఒకయన చెప్తున్నాడు ఇది నా విశ్వాసం, ఇంకొకయన చెప్తున్నాడు ఇది నా విశ్వాసం. ఏ విశ్వాసం అనేది మన విశ్వాసం సార్?
So, you know, if I make the wrong guess, then I'm burn in hell forever.
సరైనటువంటి నిర్ణయాన్ని తీసుకోకపోతే నరకంలో నేను ఎప్పటికీ అల్లాడాల్సి ఉంటుంది అని
పంపుతాను. So, it just made much more sense when I was taught from Bhagavad Gita that Krishna gives us the choice to choose to serve him or not to serve him, and according to that we either stay in the spiritual world or we come to the material world.
So Krishna do manaku oka empikini isthunnadu, mana seva cheskovadam lekapothe seva cheskokapovadam. సేవ చేసుకున్నట్లయితే ఆధ్యాత్మిక జీవితంలో ఉండడం, సేవ చేసుకున్నట్లయితే భౌతిక సంసారంలో రావడం.
We are not, yeah, we are not the body, that is true.
మనం ఈ శరీరం కాదన్నటువంటి మాట వాస్తవమే.
But who are we?
కానీ మనం అర్థం చేసుకోవాలి ఎవరు నేను అన్నటువంటి విషయాన్ని.
We can say అహం బ్రహ్మాస్మి, I am spiritual, but what are we supposed to do as a spiritual living being?
మనం చెప్పచ్చు నేను అహం బ్రహ్మాస్మి, నేను ఆత్మని. ఆత్మవైతే నీ యొక్క విద్యుత్ ధర్మం ఏమిటి ఆత్మగా?
సో చైతన్య మహాప్రభు క్లారిఫైస్ దట్.
చైతన్య మహాప్రభు ఈ యొక్క ప్రశ్నకి సమాధానం ఇస్తున్నాడు.
Jivesvarup hoy Krishna Nityodas. Every living being is constitutionally a servant of Krishna. And we can serve Krishna in this world also. The body that we have is temporary, it is not me. It's not me. But in this world we can serve Krishna through the medium of this body. So devotees, they don't starve the body, they maintain the body for the service of Krishna. And chanting, the not just any chanting, but chanting the name of Krishna is the process of self-realization especially recommended for this age. Because that is a prayer for service to Krishna. When we chant the Hare Krishna mantra, that means we are praying, O Krishna, O energy of Krishna, please engage me in your service. So our constitutional position is to serve Krishna. The activity of the self in the position of self-realization is to serve Krishna. So chanting Hare Krishna means that we are asking Krishna to situate us in our true situation. That is self-realization. So people may think that you have to perform very severe austerities to become self-realized. And they may think that, well, chanting, it's just too easy. You see, even a child can chant Hare Krishna. So how can you get self-realized by such an easy process? But actually, because it's the right process, therefore we can become self-realized by it. Therefore we can attain Atma Sakshatkar. And actually this is the position of self-realization that one attains by chanting Hare Krishna is much better than that attained by people who perform severe austerities.
Hare Krishna mantra japinchadam dwara pondinatuvanti Atma Sakshatkara chala prabhavantamainatuvantidi.
Krishna says, Patrang Pushpang Palang Tauyam Yome Bhaktya Prayachati Tadahang Bhakti Paharitam Ashnami Prayatatmanaha. If one offers me with love, Krishna says, a leaf, flower, fruit, or water, then I will accept it.
So Krishna Bhagavan Bhagavad Gita Lai Nittunanda Prayama Thoti Yavarana Gandana.
So these activities are of bhakti are pleasing to Krishna. And the self in his constitutional position is the servant of Krishna. So to serve Krishna is self-realization. So to chant Hare Krishna, to offer with love fruit, flower, leaf or water to Krishna, that is self-realization. And starving the body, performing severe austerities, that is self-realization, but actually on a lower level. Because the attempt is there to understand I am not the body, but what I am, what is my positive situation in self-realization, there's no understanding. Generally, those who perform such austerities, they have the idea that they themselves become the Param Brahma.
సో ఆరుకున్నటువంటి తపస్సు ఆచరించేటువంటి వాళ్ళ యొక్క అభిప్రాయం ఏమైనా ఉంటుంది అవగాహన వాళ్ళే పరబ్రహ్మం కావాలనేటువంటి ప్రయత్నంలో ఉంటారు.
Which is impossible.
అది అసాధ్యమైనటువంటి.
It is a very grave misunderstanding.
అది చాలా చాలా గొప్ప
that the jivatma can become the paramatma.
See, jivatma paramatma kaagaladannatundi chaala chaala goppa tattvam.
In Bhagavad Gita Lord Krishna says mamaivaangsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanah. The jivas are my part and parcel, Krishna says, eternally.
So Bhagavad Gita Bhagavad Gita jivalu naa yokka shashvatamainatundi amshalu ani chestu.
There's no question of us ever becoming equal to Krishna.
So Krishna samananga mana kaadu anatundi prashne yediruttundi ikkada.
Those who are thinking of leaving, please wait, we'll be finished in a few minutes and then we'll give everyone prasadam, so please just sit a few more minutes.
Yevaraithe velipothunnaru dayachesi inkonti sepu kurchondi ee karyakram tarvata prasada vitaram untundi.
Please, you have come as guests, you can't leave without taking some prasadam.
మీరు అతిథులుగా వచ్చారు, మీరు ప్రసాదం తీసుకోకుండా వెళ్ళిపోవడం మాకు.
ఎనీవే దాట్స్ ఇట్, దాట్ ఈస్ సెల్ఫ్ రియలైజేషన్ బై చాంటింగ్.
సో ఆత్మ సాక్షాత్కారం ఈ భగవాన్ నామ సంకీర్తన ద్వారా.
ది లాస్ట్ సూత్ర ఆఫ్ వేదాంత సూత్ర అనావృతి శబ్ద.
సో వేదాంత సూత్రంలో చివరి సూత్రం ఏంటంటే అనావృతి శబ్ద.
శబ్దాత్ ఫ్రమ్ సౌండ్. Anavriti, liberation from sound.
Mukti, shabda dvara, mukti pohara.
So this is variously interpreted. Srila Prabhupada described that this means that one is liberated by sound.
So Srila Prabhupada vadi nakla ayana vyakhyanistunnante shabda dvara mokshan pohara.
And what is that sound?
Yenta shabdam?
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now you're all Mukta Purush.
So Hare Krishna Matra and Jivincharabhira Mukta Purushuru Anichata.
Actually, Mukti is not a very high level.
So Mukti Anadvantati, Dhani Bhagala Anadvantati, Achyanata Anadvantati Sthana Gaur.
Those who want Mukti, they want to become one with God.
Yavarati Mukti Kosam Akanshistu Antara Vada Kalashyati Bhagavantanto.
But in Leela, the bhaktas, they become as if more than God. Oh, they become equal to or greater. Equal to or greater. What is that verse? Aho bhagyam, aho bhagyam, nanda gopa rajokasam, yan mitram paramanandam, purna brahma sanatanam. That how fortunate are the residents of Vrindavan that moving among them as if one of them is the sanatan purna brahma, the eternal, full. It's difficult to say in English. Just yeah. Say it in Telugu. So why go through difficult austerities just to merge into some light? That's not very exciting. It's not very relishable.
అంత కఠినమైనటువంటి తపస్సును మనం ఆచరించి ఏదో ఒక జ్యోతిలో విలీనం అయిపోవడం అదే పెద్ద ఆస్వాదనీయమైనటువంటి విషయం కాదు.
దేర్ ఇస్ నో భక్తి రస ఇన్ ద జ్యోతి.
ఆ విలీనమైనటువంటి చర్యలో భక్తి రసం ఏమీ లేదు.
బట్ బై చాంటింగ్ ద నేమ్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ వన్ గెట్స్ అ బెటర్ పొజిషన్ లివింగ్ విత్ కృష్ణ.
శ్రీ హరే కృష్ణ మంత్రాన్ని జపించడం ద్వారా మన దానికన్నా కూడా ఉన్నతమైనటువంటి స్థానాన్ని మనం పొందగలం. అదేమిటంటే కృష్ణ యొక్క
dancing with Krishna, eating with Krishna, sometimes the cowherd boys, they steal Krishna's food from him. Fighting with Krishna, young boys, sporting.
So Krishna tori potladam, Krishna tori kusti ladadam, ee yokka Gopabalu chestunnaru pandu.
The gopis are kissing Krishna.
So gopikulu em chestunnaru, Krishna ni chumbistunnaru.
Mother Yashoda is feeding Krishna.
So Yashoda mata em chestundi, Krishna ki aaharam tinipistundi.
This all comes from chanting.
So ivanni kuda mana etla padagamo.
But that chanting must be in pure love. So it's so in the beginning we chant in the stage of sadhana.
That the
three stages in bhakti, sadhana bhakti, then bhava bhakti. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra Eto Shobhav Jai Jape Tar Krishna Upajai Bhav. It's the nature of the Hare Krishna Mantra that whoever chants that, they develop feeling for Krishna. And then from bhava comes prema. So chanting kirtan, that must be accompanied by shravan. That means especially hearing the message of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam Mukti Sangasya Jayate. By hearing the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, then one is freed from all material attachments. And then over and above that, more advancement is there. Shrindvatam shrataya nityam grinatascha svacheshtitam kalena nati dirghena bhagavan vishate hridi. One who is always hearing the message of Srimad Bhagavatam and trying to understand that very carefully, then within a short time he will find Bhagavan is manifested in his heart. So this is self-realization, much more relishable than simply starving the body. And it means development of pure love for Krishna.
So ఏంటి దీని అర్థం మనం ఆచరించే విధానం యొక్క అర్థం ఏంటంటే కృష్ణుని ప్రతి పవిత్రమైనటువంటి ప్రేమను మనం పెంపొందించుకోవాలి.
Not simply some blind faith. Not simply blind faith.
So ఇది చేర అంత విశ్వాసం కాదు, ఇది చాలా ఉన్నతమైనటువంటి విధానం.
So please chant Hare Krishna. And also, please study Srila Prabhupada's books. By which you will get the knowledge of Krishna. Every person who is coming in the shelter of Srila Prabhupada, unless they're illiterate, they should take it as their duty to study all of Srila Prabhupada's books. You should all have all of Srila Prabhupada's books in your home and study them.
మీరందరూ కూడా మీ మీ ఇళ్లలో శ్రీల ప్రభుత్వాల వారి రచించినటువంటి ఆ యొక్క సంపుటాలు గ్రంథాలు అన్ని కూడా మీరు కలిగి ఉండాలి.
So our recommendation is TV out, internet out, Srimad Bhagavatam in.
So my principle is that TV is in the world, internet is
If you still have a TV in your home, take it out. Get a set of Srila Prabhupada's books and every evening you have kirtan with your family members and study Srila Prabhupada's books.
And
this is the path of self-realization. We also have so many of Srila Prabhupada's lectures are recorded. If you understand English, you can listen to them. Every word in Srila Prabhupada's books, every word that he speaks is meant to help every one of us to come closer to Krishna. So take advantage of this. Read Srila Prabhupada's books. Chant Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Chaitanya.
Distribute Srila Prabhupada's books.
Srila Prabhupada Pustakalu Vitaram Cheyandi.
In this way, be self-realized.
Ee rakamga manam Atma Sakshatkaram
Pondagam. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, questions.
Ekana idana prashna unnaya. Meeku edana prashna ante Maharaj adagandi. Maharaj sakati samadhanam.
If we have more time, should we do more service or should we chant more? A balanced approach is required. Exactly how each individual should conduct their spiritual life, that requires personal guidance.
ఎట్లా ప్రతి వ్యక్తి కృష్ణ చైతన్యంలో వారి వారి సేవలు నిర్వర్తించాలన్న దానికి వ్యక్తిగత మార్గదర్శకం వాళ్ళకి చాలా అవసరం.
So exactly what you should do in your life, I don't know. Generally women, they have to conduct their lives under the guidance of their husband. That is the Vedic system.
So వైదిక విధానం ఏంటంటే వాస్తవంగా మీరు ఏది చేయాలి మీ జీవితంలో అనేది అని దాన్ని మనం
చెప్పేదానికి వీల్లేదు.
వైదిక విధానం ఏంటంటే భర్త యొక్క అనుజ్ఞలో స్త్రీలు చక్కగా నడుచుకుంటూ వాళ్ళ యొక్క భక్తి విధాన మార్గాన్ని అనుసరిస్తున్నారు.
చిల్డ్రన్ టు లుక్ ఆఫ్టర్, ఎల్డర్స్ టు లుక్ ఆఫ్టర్, హస్బెండ్ టు సర్వ్. సో భక్తి ధర్మ అండ్ స్త్రీ ధర్మ షుడ్ గో ఆన్ సైడ్ బై సైడ్, నాట్ దట్ యు గివ్ అప్ స్త్రీ ధర్మ.
భక్తి ధర్మ శ్రీధర్మం అనేది అది సమన్వయంగా వాటి రెండు కూడా మనం సమతుల్యంతో మనం చూసుకొని పోతున్నా. స్త్రీ ధర్మం ఏమిటి? పెద్దలకి సేవ చేసుకోవడం, పిల్లల్ని సంరక్షించుకోవడం, భక్తికి సేవ చేసుకోవడం, దాంతో పాటుగా భక్తి ధర్మాన్ని కూడా వచ్చింది.
సో దీస్ లైక్ ఐ సే, ఐ డోంట్ నో యువర్ ఎగ్జాక్ట్ పొజిషన్, బట్ దీస్ ఆర్ సమ్ జనరల్ గైడ్ లైన్స్ అండ్ దెన్ యూ షుడ్ బి గైడెడ్ బై యువర్ హస్బెండ్ అండ్ బై అదర్ devotees, presuming your husband's a devotee. Hope he's a devotee.
So me yokka yadarthamainatundi paristhithulu naaku teliyadu kaani sadharanamainatundi sutral gurinchi nenu cheptunnanu. So me yokka bharata yokka margadarshakamlo tarata bhaktula yokka margadarshakamlo mee jeevitanni meer chakkaga marchukoni ee samudraya tote mee jeevitanni saaginchandi.
Balance should be there. Some balance in one's life. Not that we're doing so much service that we don't have time to chant, or that in the name of chanting we avoid service. Not like that. Any other questions? How much struggle do I have to face for self-realization? Is the question. And I've spoken vaguely, it said. I've spoken vaguely, he's saying I've spoken vaguely.
So,
Not vaguely, it's clearly stated that self-realization means to understand oneself as the eternal servant of Krishna. The details of that, that we can't say immediately all in one lecture. That you have to come and take guidance and study the books. You have asked how much we have to struggle. Well, that was the point I was making, that chanting is a very easy process. We don't have to struggle. That was the point I was making, that generally people think that you have to mortify the body and perform severe austerities, but it's neither is it required nor is it actually helpful. Now some struggle is likely to be there. Because we are trying to come to the pure platform of consciousness. We're trying to come to the pure platform of consciousness. But due to impressions from many previous lives, we are influenced by kam, krodh, lobha, ityadi.
So, mana gata jarmalo, mana yarparchukunnatundi aneka rakalatundi karyakramalu mudrikalu mana manasulo ivulu nayi.
So some
kam, krodh, lobha, mohanam jeevistunnaru chaala kashtam avutundi.
Not, yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. It's not chaala kashtam, it's some kashtam, but
kothi kashtam undi
kuncham kashtam. It's not that difficult because Krishna helps those who are sincere. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. If we're very serious to approach Krishna, if we approach Krishna with loving affection, then Krishna will give us the intelligence by which we can come to Him.
So, mana priti purvakanga bhagavantuni pondalanatundi prayatnam manam chesinatlayite ఆయన పొందేదానికి అవసరమైనటువంటి పరిస్థితులన్నింటినీ కూడా ఆయన మనకు సమకూరుస్తారు, సరైనటువంటి బుద్ధిని మనకు ప్రసాదిస్తారు.
సో సమ్ స్ట్రగుల్ ఇస్ దేర్ బట్ ఇట్స్ రియల్లీ నాట్ దట్ డిఫికల్ట్.
సో కొంచెం కష్టమైతే ఉంది, కానీ వాస్తవంగా ఇదంత కష్టమైనటువంటి ప్రక్రియ ఏమి కాదు.
ఎవ్రీవన్ ఇన్ వాట్ ఎవర్ యూఆర్ డూయింగ్ నౌ, you can more or less go on with that same way of life and become fully self realized. Just like this gentleman who asked the question, what are you doing, sir? What's your profession? Retired officer. I see. So let me just finish. So you're a retired officer and now you're just not doing anything, is it? All right, so you're sitting at home, so you can chant Hare Krishna, you can become fully self-realized by sitting at home and following the process of bhakti yoga, fully self-realized.
ఈ ఖాళీ కూర్చుని కనుక నీ హరే కృష్ణ మంత్రాన్ని కనుక నీకు జపించినట్లయితే నీవు సంపూర్ణంగా ఆత్మ సాక్షాత్కారాన్ని పొందగలరు అని చెప్తున్నాను.
Well, there are things we have to do. We have to associate with devotees. That gives us strength.
సో మీరు ఏం చేయాల్సిన మీరు చేయాల్సినటువంటి పనులు ఏంటి, మీకు ఆ శక్తి కావాలంటే భక్తుని యొక్క సాగత్యాన్ని మీరు పొందినట్లయితే మీకు కాసేపు శక్తి మీకు వస్తుంది.
సంగై శక్తి కలో యోగై. In Kali Yuga, we get strength from association. So there's plenty of help available. Everyone can become fully self-realized. What's meant by what? Moksha Dharma. Yeah. Well, in the... Yeah, okay, ask the question. What is meant by Moksha Dharma?
Moksha Dharma?
It's not in Bhagavatam.
Moksha Dharma.
Dharma.
What is the meaning of Moksha Dharma?
The definition of mukti given in Srimad Bhagavatam, same mukti moksha, is mukti hidvanyata rupam swarupena vyavastitihi. Mukti means to give up this false form that we presently identify with and to be situated in our actual form, our true spiritual form.
So mukti anante ee yaka తప్పుడు అవగాహన నుంచి, శారీరక అవగాహన నుంచి మనం బయటపడి మన యథార్థమైనటువంటి సహజసిద్ధమైనటువంటి స్వభావం నెలకొనడమే ముక్తి అంట.
It's all right. He'll just be 1 minute. It's all right. You can do so. He'll only be 1 minute like that. He's a news reporter or what is it?
Yeah.
So moksha dharma means bhakti dharma. The best moksha dharma is bhakti dharma, because moksha is included within bhakti.
So moksha dharma ante bhakti dharma. Moksha bhakti lo yudi undi.
If you have a crore of rupees, automatically you have a lakh of rupees, isn't it?
Mana daggara koti rupayalu ante aa koti rupayalu lakh rupayalu yudi undi anta.
So if you have bhakti, then automatically moksha is included in that. If you have a lakh of rupees, it doesn't mean you have a crore of rupees. So you might have moksha, but that doesn't mean that you've got bhakti. Bhakti is superior. So we find these terms, this in Mahabharata, moksha dharma.
మహాభారతంలో కూడా ఎదుర్కొన్నటువంటి శబ్దం మోక్ష బ్రహ్మ.
We find this dharma, artha, kama, moksha. These are considered the important points of human life. Chaturvarga.
ముఖ్యమైనటువంటి విషయాలు ఏమని చెప్పి చెప్పడం జరుగుతుందంటే
But the Pancham Purushartha is Krishna Prema, beyond Moksha. Prema. Krishna Vishayak Prema Pancham Purushartha Jar Age Tunatulya Chari Purushartha. The topmost goal of life is prem, love for Krishna, in respect to which this dharma, artha, kama and moksha seem no more important than a piece of grass.
So, jeevita yaka paramotkrishna anatundi sthiti enante
paramotkrishna, yes, this is very good.
Pancham purushartham manam pondadam. ఈ ధర్మ అర్థ కామ మోక్షాలు అనేటువంటివి గట్టి పోసుకోవడం కూడా
హేమైనటువంటి. Do you know this word paramotkrishta? That's a very good word. You can use this word paramotkrishta, means super excellent.
Paramotkrishta అంటే మహారాజ్ చెప్తారు సూపర్ ఎక్సలెంట్.
I'm saying for Gadadha, he can learn this word. Good term to use. So, Hare Krishna. We'll finish this.
So, Maharaj,
Don't go. You have to take prasadam, otherwise you're not allowed to go. Make sure he takes prasadam. See, the news reporters, they come here very official doing their job. They can also sing and dance with us. If there's someone is dying on the road, the photographer will come and take a photograph. They won't help them. They think it's my job is to take a photo. They're trained like that. Really, that's what they're trained to do. You don't help, you take a photo. It's not your job to help. So they'll come to the temple and they'll take photos of everyone singing and dancing, but they think, okay, now I did my job. They can also join. Take your photo and then dance and chant. Anyway, at least take prasadam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.